Election Night coverage on DWS brought to you by Rental City, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, Allstate agent Bill Abel, Bridal Brook Adult Community, Wallace Land and Auction, and Coach House Garages.
It is 38 degrees at 7:33. It is Tuesday, March 20th, primary day in the state of Illinois, as we set the table for the November general election. Good evening. I'm Scott Patey alongside Michael Kaiser in our studios. Tim Dittman is at the Brookings Administrative Center, and we welcome in the News Gazette's political writer. It's Tom Kasich, who has been following quite a bit across the state of Illinois these last few days, locally and statewide. Good evening, Tom.
Hey, good to be here.
What has this day brought for you so far?
A lot. I'm stunned by how light the voting is in individual precincts in Champaign County, but that's because I think a lot of people voted early. And then a second observation is that apparently a lot of people are using the voting centers, like at Brookings. They had more than 550 voters there today. Voting centers that are universal voting centers where anybody can go. The Illini Union, Brookings, there's a couple churches in Champaign, Rantoul, Tolono, and they're having a big turnout. So apparently it's going to be a pretty good voter turnout in Champaign County. We'll apparently beat the 2014 vote.
Well, and it also helps that people who before had to like register by a certain day now can just register and vote on the same day, and that continues. I think people are really starting to pick up on that as well.
Yeah. So that's good. It's all good. You know, it's not going to be anything like a general election, but I think we'll probably get around 25% turnout, which is commendable for a primary.
2-1 turnout, at least early voting wise, for the Democrats compared to the Republicans. Is that typical, or because
that is definitely not typical in Champaign County? That is just the opposite of normal. So you've got in the early votes, 65% D's and 35% R's, and it's almost an entire flip of what the normal is in a primary in Champaign County, especially in a 2014, you know, in a non-presidential year. So. Well, Democrats are motivated. They've got a lot of candidates, and people are angry with Donald Trump.
You think the president is driving this more than a Republican governor?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons why the Dem vote is up. It could be rounder. It could be, you know, you hear from a lot of people who are upset with Trump and upset with Rodney Davis for staying with Trump. So it's any number of reasons, but it's a good night for Dems.
As I looked at this, the governor's race, the Republican side of things, at least a few weeks ago, and you know, I'm not as close to it as you are. I mean, you're in Springfield a lot, and you talk to a lot of different people when you're over there and when you're not over there, of course. I thought that Rauner would pretty much easily win the Republican nomination, and that appears that it's going to be quite a bit tighter than easy.
Yeah. You know, there's just not a lot of people that are passionate about Bruce Rauner, especially in a university community like this, you know, and really all of downstate. And the people who like Jeannie Ives love her. The people who like Bruce Rauner like him. So she's got the true believers behind her. And, this is not the way to scientifically prove this, but anecdotally, you drive around town, you see Bruce Rauner signs, do you see Jeannie Ives signs? Yes. Yes for Ives, not so many for Rauner. He's the incumbent, and I think he overlooked her. He took her easy. He didn't...
underestimated her.
He underestimated her. And I asked him that the other day, and of course he dodged the question. I said, do you regret not debating her and driving, you know, bringing her numbers down? And he just said, oh, no. But that would have made a big difference.
Tom, if you wouldn't mind putting your ears on there, because our Tim Dittman is at the Brookings Administrative Center in Urbana, I should say. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, hey, Tom, good to talk to you. Yeah. So on that race, I'm just wondering how much, let's assume, maybe assume is not the right word, let's say hypothetically Bruce Rauner wins tonight. How much does he need to win by to feel comfortable in November?
You know, whatever it is, he's not going to look good. You know, if she gets 35%, that looks bad for him. because he's outspent her by billions of dollars over 4 years. I just can't see where he's going to look good in this race at all.
And I wanted to ask you as well, you do a lot with tracking fundraising. Anything stand out to you, particular this election cycle?
The one that I follow the most is the 13th District, the congressional race, and how much money Betsy Landrigan has raised. And, you just look at her campaign, and it's Eric Jones is pretty close, but she's just got a massive amount of free publicity for her from the Emily's List PAC, which is, if you're a Dem or if you know a Dem, I think they have sent out, honestly, 10 mailers for her. somebody I was talking to today was complaining about that. It was just overkill. You know, you don't really need 10, maybe 5. but anyway, it's worth like $185,000. So she's got a huge advantage there. And in the early voting in Champaign County, we see that she's got a slight lead over John Evil. So maybe that's paying off for her.
All right. Tom, I want to take you back to an incumbent in the governor's race. When's the last time an incumbent lost? And maybe I'm putting you on the spot here, so sorry. But when's the last time an incumbent Illinois governor lost in the primary? Has that? I don't think that's happened.
It happened in 72.
Huh? I didn't put you on the spot. On the top of your head.
The only reason I know is because when back in my younger days when I was kind of stupid, I'm stupid now, but even stupider, I worked for Dan Walker. I was a volunteer for Dan Walker for governor, and he was defeated in 72. Is that 70 or was it 76? By Michael Howlett. It was 76.
Okay.
Michael Howlett beat him in 76.
The primary.
Yeah, in the primary.
So that's not happened since then.
Yeah.
So this would be a pretty historic thing. And I'm not saying it's happening, but it's a little bit closer than I thought we'd be talking about tonight.
It's certainly, it's people that most people didn't see this coming until the last few days.
Well, let's go to the Democratic side. It seems pretty clear to me that it's Pritzker or Kennedy. And for the longest time, Pritzker has been in a pretty big lead, but Kennedy has been closing late. Do you think the Rod Blagojevich commercials played a role?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do. Based on people I talk to, just regular voters, yes. They Blagojevich is poison for any candidate, and that hurt Pritzker a lot. I don't know if it hurt him enough. I don't know if certainly not everybody heard those spots, but those resonated with a lot of people.
How do you see that one shaking out tonight?
I still can't believe that Pritzker would lose, but it would be equal to round or losing. I think those two guys they're on thin ice, but I think they'll be okay.
What role has polling played across the state this year? Because I would imagine polling is a little bit harder to come by in these types of things.
The only polling you see now is generally from the candidates themselves. There used to be the Sun-Times and the Tribune used to poll all the time. They would poll two or three times an election. They just don't have the money. They don't have the resources. So all you get is the polling from the candidates and a couple other independent surveys that are generally done way too early to be significant. So that's why we really don't know. That's why nobody's really knew this Rauner thing with this fallout he's suffering was kind of under the radar.
Entire News Gazette media team will be covering this primary election tonight. What will you be focusing on tonight and into tomorrow?
I'm working on the 13th district, the congressional race, and I'm working on the 101st House District, Republican House race, and one Champaign County board race.
I wanted to also ask you about the 104th. You're talking about that. You're focusing on the 101, but the 104th, it's been Republican for a really long time.
Yeah.
Obviously, tonight's a Democratic primary. The Republican, Mike Maron, he's uncontested, will be there by himself in November. Whoever wins tonight, because it's Babe Woodard, 1979, since then, it's been all Republican. Bill Black was most of that, obviously.
Yeah.
But we talked about this weeks ago.
Yeah.
So is there any chance that either Cindy Cunningham or Frank McCullough would be even be able to go against Mike Maron because he has pretty good name recognition over there?
He's got great name recognition. He's going to have a lot more money than they are. It's going to be a big, heavy lift. you know, it's a Republican district anyway. In a normal year, I would say Republicans almost a lock. This isn't quite a normal year, so I suppose there's a chance, but it's still a pretty heavy lift.
Yeah, it hasn't been 104 that entire time since 79, but it's been basically that's been the district.
Yeah, that you know, that big chunk of Vermilion County.
Yep.
And Vermilion County's gotten a lot more Republican since then. All those union jobs have left, so it's a different county than it was.
Well, Tom Kasich, we appreciate you stopping by, and we'll look forward to your coverage online and
in
tomorrow's print edition.
Thanks very much.
If there's anything that you learn through the evening and have time to get away from the keyboard, you certainly pop in here, please.
All right. Have fun, guys.
Open invitation, sir.
Okay.
Thanks,
Tom.
See you.
We will. All right. We go back out now to the Brookings Administrative Center in Urbana and Tim Dittman.
All right. Thanks, guys. We have some more results for you, Champaign County results, and I'm going to refer to this as a quasi-update because what I have here is early voting numbers plus the numbers from here at the Brookings Center. So it's 10,365 votes. And again, looking at just Champaign County races, it looks like this. In the primary, Republican primary for Champaign County Sheriff, Alan Jones, 2,486 votes. Greg Worrell, 661 votes. Champaign County Clerk, Republican primary, Matt Grandoni, 1,954 votes. John Rector, 1,363 votes. Champaign County Board, District 6, Mike Ingram has 284 votes. Patsy Petrie, the incumbent, 219 votes. Charles Young, 87 votes. County Board, District 10, Christopher Storr, the incumbent, 404 votes. Tanisha King Taylor, 731 votes. Again, that's early voting numbers plus numbers that they just ran here at the Brookings Center, which makes sense because it's the head of the Champaign County Clerk's Office, and you can vote at the Champaign County Clerk's Office, so it makes sense that those numbers got processed the quickest. Now, basically, what we're waiting on is election judges from all the other polling places from throughout the county to bring their results to HQ or wherever it is they count the numbers and run them through the machines, and as the night goes on, we'll have more results for you.
Thank you, Tim Dittman, and certainly chime in as soon as anything else becomes noteworthy over there in Urbana. Scott Beatty and Michael Kaiser with you here on News Talk 1400. It is our election night coverage for this primary election here in 2018. Let's get a check now of CBS News.